We're joined now by Stephen Dolley. He's the CEO of Challenge Community Services Deputy. It's all about adoption. It seems there are going to be changes to the adoption process. So what sort of changes, Stephen, are going to happen as part of this?
Yeah, absolutely. So the government announced last week that they have initiated a reform across the adoption process. Currently, for children who are placed in, removed from home and placed into out-of-home care, being foster care, they'll now have the ability to transition to adoption in terms of care much easier, much quicker. And I guess what they've done is they've looked at some of the barriers for children entering adoption and as to why people would process adoption, and they've tried to minimise those barriers to essentially push more kids into adoption.
So are we talking about children who are not babies anymore?
We're talking about all children in terms of 0 to 18 for kids that are essentially placed into foster care. I would anticipate that we're talking probably more the younger bracket earlier on initially. But yeah, there's no question that any child who is placed in out-of-home care, being the age of 0 to 18, could essentially go through this process.
So what sort of changes will that mean for families and for children?
Look, the two biggest barriers, I think, for foster carers currently when they're thinking about the adoption process, one is the time that it takes.
Yep.
Currently, we've got a number of processes currently going across New South Wales, and they can stand between anywhere from 2 to 3 to 4 to 5 years just to take the process, the adoption process. And I guess the second barrier thinking about becoming taking on adoption is the financial help. Currently, people who are in foster care or carers who take on foster children receive a financial reimbursement for that child in terms of their needs. Previously, under the process, is that once they took on adoption, they lose that financial reimbursement that is there to help for all those child's needs. So the government has recently just announced that they will continue under a means-tested scenario and essentially reducing the barrier around the financials being averted.
Okay, so the finances is going to be a lot easier to go along with that. What about for the children? Is that going to help the children who are in foster care? Does foster care have a big impact on children?
Yeah, absolutely. I guess the emphasis in terms of our service and what we try to do is create a family environment as close as possible for those children to grow up in. And what you get is that once they're in foster care is you end up with a caseworker who turns up to their house every month to have a chat to see how they're going. You know, they have regular school meetings and whatnot. And I guess that's not a normal environment. And constantly re-emphasises to those children that they're in foster care and they're in out-of-home care. I guess the other thing to think about is that these children that are placed into these families often are there for long term. So it's not uncommon for children to be placed in there from the age of 0, 1, 2 or 3 and essentially live there for their entire lives. But yet they have different names and they're constantly referred to as different in that family setting. Not traditionally by the parents themselves or the foster parents, but by the system. So what this would essentially do is remove the service provider out of that situation. That individual who's placed in there would take on potentially the foster parents' names and become proper siblings and refer to mum and dad. And I guess it creates much more of a family environment and a much more stable setting for those individuals.
That can only be good.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Now, what about if the children wish to get in touch with their birth parents?
Oh, absolutely. Look, natural mum and natural father are always going to be that. And what we've seen in the past is that some of those relationships have rekindled. Kids want to understand their identity, their culture and where they're from. And that's a natural part of them growing up. And we absolutely support that. And part of the adoption process is a fairly rigorous process around how potential adoptive parents would actually facilitate that identity of those children and potentially keep in contact with their natural parents. But I guess that's up to the children as they grow up in terms of how much they want to know and how much they want to have contact with their parents. But we'd absolutely encourage that, absolutely.
Well, thank you so much. It sounds as though it's all for the good. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah. No problem, thank you.
And Steve Dolly is the CEO of Challenge Community Services, all about new adoption processes on 2NURFM.